When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Sharp Tank, no jumper, sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I have a lovely lady by the name of Amarni, right?
That's your name? Yeah, that's right.
How you get that name?
When I came out the womb.
Came out the womb. I just wanted to make sure, you know, if you didn't, if it was your real name. You know,
everybody
what I'm
asked me that, yeah.
Because it sounded like a, you know, made up name. You know what I'm saying? Your mama was being very creative that night.
She knew a star baby was coming out.
So you saying that name stands for star baby. We're going to put the lingo behind it.
That's just, yeah. That's just what I came up with.
You're just too cool for school, ain't you? She's just too cool for school. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to, you know, have a good Australian in the building.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're just different, right?
Yeah, right. Where Australia are you from?
I'm from Sydney, Australia.
Sydney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's considered one of the big cities over there, right?
That's the city.
That's the city.
You want to come to Australia, right. Come to Sydney.
You know, you got people from all, Gold Coast. You got people from everywhere, you know?
I feel like Sydney's like the L.A. of Australia.
There you go. So that's where you get like this fashion state from, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Baby, you go down on Melrose, baby. You go down places around here. You go, man, West Hollywood changes. Trust me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It gets crazy. Mm-hmm. I like the K-pop dance hall type of look.
Right.
It's going.
Thank you.
It's fucking fitting.
This is actually my label.
Yeah.
My own fashion label. What does it say? You got it?
What's that, Narama? What's
Inrama.
That? Inrama?
It's my name backwards, but it's my own fashion label.
Yeah. It, huh? Felt like it was so dope, let's make it go backwards, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not mad at it.
Well, you know, I love fashion too, so it only made sense.
Yeah. You live in L.A. now, or do you still stay in Australia?
Not yet. I'm still in Australia, but I spend a lot of time out here, you know. I love it out here. It's just like, it's just lots of motion for me, so... That's where I need to be right now.
So you're used to that because you like, it's kind of like Sydney, just, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a step, notch a little pace, a little faster.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't mad at that, baby.
Mm-hmm.
For real. What made you, you know what I'm saying? You, obviously you do music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You do kind of like a hip hop, R&B, dance hall type of feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm honestly at the hip hop and R&B mixture, but like the dance hall, like elaborate on that a little bit, you know?
I'd say, like, I'm a dancer, too, so, you know, I dance. And I feel like when I
make... Strip club dancer?
Oh, no, no.
Because when they say dance down here, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yeah, you work
not
Crazy
that,
Girls.
Not that.
You work at Sam's.
Like, choreography, you know? Like a real, like, you know, I could put on a real show. So when I make music, it's like, it has to make me feel something. It has to make me want to move. Like, I love, don't get me wrong, when I'm, like, by myself in the car, I like to listen to sad shit and, like, you know... When I'm going through something, but like ultimately, I love to make music that's gonna make everyone wanna hang off the ceiling.
Are you into like opie, like that opium style type of feel music?
No, I don't like that.
I just learned what that was. I just start hearing that recently. Like, you know, the opium look, you know, where everybody dresses really dark.
You know what I'm saying?
They're very mysterious.
I mean, I appreciate it though. Like, I can appreciate music that of genres I don't specifically like to listen to. I can appreciate it because as an artist, I know what goes into it. You know, but personally, like for me, I like to make wild.
So dance hall for you is like things you can really dance to all night long.
I wouldn't say I'm in the dance hall genre. I have made dance hall records, but like. I just like to make shit that makes people feel something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment I hear music, like whatever I'm feeling in my body is what it is, you know? So that's really important for me when I'm making music.
I think you did a joint called Beyonce, you do something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What the f*** made you do that?
Yeah, I was going through a breakup at the time, and you know, I was just talking about, you know, me, my goals, what we need, where we're at, and you know, like just getting to the
Who's
money.
Who's your girls?
Just some.
That sound like some shit. I'm like, I'm trying to move them all on.
Who's
your girls?
You're gonna come to Australia and see.
Hell yeah, I want to come to Australia.
Yeah.
You invite me?
We got the baddest out there.
I know y'all do. Trust me, I was having them a long time ago, baby. I was hip to that vibe maybe 15
years
ago.
He's like, I've been doing this.
About 15 years ago, I was hip to that vibe. I had one at a Gold Coast, yeah.
Gold Coast, oh, you know, Gold Coast, they're like a different type of wild. They're like thongs in the club type of thing.
No, she's bad than a motherfucker. Blondie, slim, ready. Those are my three, you know.
He sounded like he went back to that exact moment.
For real,
what went
I
down.
Did. I relapsed.
His eyes were a little bit more close. He's like, blind.
But don't mind me. You know, you making the song Beyonce continue. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like, you know what I'm saying, your friends, you and your girls was going through some things.
Yeah, it was just a vibe. And, you know, I was just talking about, you know, what we expect, what we want. And then Beyonce just happened. I put it out. And, I mean, 9 months later, it just took off. And it's still going today. It's been like almost 2 years, and it's
very beautiful girl.
Thank
cute,
you.
Vibrant.
Thank you.
Ready. Do you feel like that had a lot to do with probably your music blowing up? Because, you know, I feel like it's not just the lyrics these days, right, or the cadence or nothing. It's also about the aesthetics and how a person looks. You know what I'm saying? That's appeasing to the eye. Do you feel like you lean more towards that, or do you feel like people really do rely on the music that I'm putting out?
You know what's so crazy that you say this? It's like, I was speaking about this the other day to my manager. I was saying, a bad bitch is not what she looks like, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's just the bare minimum. But
true.
A bad bitch is like the way a woman holds herself, the way she can hold a conversation, the energy she brings into a room, how she lifts up people around her. Like, it's an aura. You know what I mean?
I agree, but I also know that the world that we live in, right, in reality, is people love the aesthetics.
Of
they
course.
Love the way no, somebody like, looks. That's why they would even take a second to even listen.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I was saying. That's just like, if you're a bad bitch, you're good looking. But like what makes a, like, you know, that you go to a club.
I know where you're going
you
with
You know
it.
What I mean? Like there's pretty girls everywhere, but like, it's just about your energy and the way you hold yourself, the way you could talk. You know, I think that really, like, can make shit happen a little faster for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, the way I look at it, even for the music game, like, maybe not for in a sense, you know, because they don't give a they be letting some oogly out to play. But, you know, I know, like, for a woman, like, she gotta have some type of, like, not everybody is sexy red. Like, that, like, no offense to baby, but that bitch got on in a whole different sense. You know what I'm saying? She took naughty to nasty. You know what I'm saying? And, like, kind of put, not saying it never happened before, but the people that did it before, like Lil' Kim and all them, were outdated.
But then that's what also makes her, that's what made her pop off, because that's something that it wasn't going on at the time. Like, she just came out, and said, men say, and it's acceptable for men. Really, she just did a backflip on everyone. She came
so
out.
So asking you as an artist, you feel like for her, like it was more, the men more catered to her music than women. Damn, that's crazy.
You know what's crazy? We went to a club.
She just kind of broke it down in a cold sense.
Yeah. That's why she's doing the shit she's doing, because she came out.
Listen.
And it's like, I was in the club the other day, and I mean, the music out here is way different to what they play at home for me.
Right.
So when I was looking around, every guy was singing the sexy red lyrics, you know? And I was like,
even if he wasn't moving, he was just staring off into space.
My booty hole, bro. They were screaming.
I know what you said.
Yeah, so I was like, I thought about it for a second. I'm like, exactly. I thought about it, and I was like, this is crazy, because she's just saying that women can't technically say, because we're supposed to be, you know, like all prim and proper and da da da, but men say it and we scream that. So good on her. She's like, she's really like, she just dropped a whole new vibe in the scene, and I feel like that's why she's just.
So do you feel like, so are you saying that it's more of what's in versus just a pretty face anymore, or?
I feel like the pretty face is like I said, it's just like, it's just it. You gotta have your shit going on. If you don't have your shit going on, you're not even gonna get to that first step. you don't have to necessarily be like, there's different types of pretty. You know what I mean? There's girls that like to look hood pretty. There's some girls that like to look Barbie pretty. Like, it's just about how you work that pretty. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's just.
No, you do know. That's why you're saying it. You know, I definitely can agree. It's just, I look at it like this. And maybe you're saying it the same way I am. I always look at like chicks, like, yeah, they could be pretty, but it's always about what you got to offer. You got that extra pizzazz.
Definitely.
You know, that extra oomph about yourself that could push you over that curve. Because back then, probably when, you know, chicks was coming in, it wasn't a lot of chicks that was pretty. There was some chicks that was pretty. But now you can buy the bodies. Mm-hmm. You can buy the lips. Mm-hmm. You can buy the cheek structures. You can buy all that. You can really recreate yourself. Have you done any of that?
No.
No lips, no nothing.
My lips, yeah. Done my lips. But that's about it.
So chicks look for enhancements somewhere down the line.
I feel like that's like going real far too, me personally. I'm like, ever I could do what they want to do, but I feel like people are just like, I feel like naturally enhancing what you have is way sexier than going and changing your complete appearance. But that's my opinion.
You must have not had no upper lip.
I did. No, actually. I didn't actually do that much.
What?
I
said, why y'all laughing, man? See, this is why I have people up in here when I do this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm asking. I'm really for real. Did you have an upper lip before all
this? Yes, I did. Do you want me to show you a pic?
Yeah, for sure.
I actually had lips before. This is like when I was young. But
if you prettier before this, I'm going to be mad at you.
I'm going to show you a photo from when I was young.
Tell your dad I said hello. Who that?
My dad. You see my dad?
Tell your daddy I said hello.
Dad, say what's up. We're in an interview.
What's up, mate?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Oh, you regular American. Your daddy sound American as hell.
No.
I'm an Aussie from down under.
Oh, okay, yeah. You from down under. Hey, man. I'm a U.S. citizen from down under. How you doing? How you doing, man? How you living?
I'm good, man. I'm really good.
I got your daughter over here, right? I know that might sound a little spooky. Got your daughter over here, right? And I'm going to ask her some questions. You're probably going to see this interview when it comes out. I'm going to ask her some questions, man. You're probably going to find out some new shit about her that you never knew.
Wait, I guess you got to wait and see.
He's like, what the fuck? Like,
all right, what are we doing here? I'll go soon. Bye.
Cool.
Okay.
You good friends with him?
Yeah, my dad's my bestest friend.
That's your best friend? Your mama and your daddy?
Yeah. Oh, no, my dad.
You just had your dad?
Yeah. This is me before I ever did my lips.
And why you do them?
Because it's just
was
like,
already right.
See? This is before I did my lips. This is 2000.
The things was already right. So why we do that?
It's just a little. That's what I'm saying. You know, you could just do a little something, like, you know, enhance.
You don't want to lose it, huh? That's what it is. I don't know how old you are, and I don't want to guess.
Guess.
33.
No, you're drunk.
She asked me. What you mean? No.
Are you serious?
Drunk man tells no tales.
No one has ever said that to me in my life.
Drunk man tells. If I am drunk, right? We could say that.
Are you actually serious?
That's fine, but a drunk man tells no tales.
I look 33.
33.
Holy shit. I feel disrespected. I'm 25.
Oh, damn. Yeah, we might want to erase that. Hey, man. Hey, she asked me. I just said it off the whim.
No, it's fine.
I didn't sit there and go like, well, you probably look maybe. No, fuck all that. 33.
All right, fair. I mean, whatever.
36.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay.
I'm trying. You know, I mean, shit, we'll both share. You give me yours. You show me yours. I'll show you mine, baby. I got you. Don't worry.
This man is out of control.
You got an innie or an outie. You know, I mean, shit. Hopefully it's not an outie because your ass will have to get the fuck up.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Man. But, you know, back to the music. Like, what I know. I know, because I got to do my job and I got to reel this shit the fuck on in. But, you know, back to the music, like what inspired you? Like what made you even, because you could have just been a pretty girl, probably Victoria's Secret model or something, huh?
Oh, thanks.
Crumpets and tea. You know, did your shit.
The music was just like a natural thing. I've been dancing and performing and doing
dancing
my thing.
Dancing and performing's different than singing and rapping or doing anything vocally.
Wait. I wasn't finished.
I don't know. Just I asked, so I'm
because
trying to figure it
out. I started off dancing. I was dancing since I was a little kid. And then I was performing a lot, dancing for artists that came out, and I always wanted to, like, control my own show, you know? I hated listening to somebody else or being in the background. I was like...
You like to be the center of attention.
Yeah. When I'm on stage, for sure.
Yeah, so, you're, no offense, like, but what I'm about to say is, and I want you to take this to heart and for the rest of your life, you're kind of like a borderline pick me bitch.
Hell no.
Like, pick me, pick me.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that means.
Pick me is someone who isn't that bitch.
You didn't like to
bitch.
Be in the background. No, you didn't like to ever be in the background. So for you, you want to be the pick me? No, put me up.
No, that's not what a pick me is.
I'm better.
Pick me is a girl who has to, like, do the most to get attention. I don't need to do that. I just put myself in those positions. You know what I mean?
You're just a high-level pick me. You had a higher format of it, right? I mean, I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm definitely not a pick me.
So you had a higher format of it, like, hey, pick me. I'm the one. No. I don't want to sit in the background. I don't want to be in the shadows. You know, I don't want to be happy for anybody else, you know, in their time, you know, because everybody's time comes. You wanted to be center of attention right now.
Yeah, but definitely without the pick me, because I'm chosen.
I don't take it wrong, baby.
I'm not.
It's just the truth. I'm not trying to.
I swear to God, I'm not taking it wrong. I'm just saying, like... I never had to, like, put myself out there. Like, I just always done my thing, you know?
Do you feel like that may come from the line of being pretty? You know what I'm saying? Because you're a pretty girl. You're going to stand out, you know? So, shit, your doings are probably always minimal to what probably the next chick got to do, you know, to
get seen. I honestly just work hard. I feel like pretty privilege is definitely a thing. Being pretty got me into a lot of rooms, got me into a lot of, when I say rooms, like, you know, in business, it, you know, helped with my image. It really helped push a lot of things that have been amazing for me. But like I said, I feel like nearly every bitch is pretty these days. Girls can go and change their body, can go and do all this work to their face.
Speaking of thing, I mean, you do have a joint that's debuted, Pretty Little Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate on that a little bit.
That was my first ever song that I made. I made it.
It's crazy to say that, and we were just saying what we were saying, right? That there's a song that she made called Pretty Little Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talking about yourself?
Yeah.
In that song?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I literally made it in my laundry, in my apartment, like a couple.
Your laundry?
Yeah.
Oh, laundry room.
Yeah, laundry, like.
In the laundry room.
Like where you wash the clothes?
Yeah, in the laundry room.
Oh, laundry room?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that.
Because it's an actual, it should be a room.
Nah, because it was in an apartment.
Okay,
like,
laundry compartment.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know when you said, like, in my laundry, I'm like.
Yeah, because it had the doors, so I could, like, make the right sound. Because, you know, if you're just, like, going to keep the mic in open air, it's going to be a little fucked up.
Right.
And I put it out, like, I had no idea about playlisting or anything like that. And I put it out, and it just went nuts. Like, I got a million streams straight away on it. And it was just literally off of my fans going and listening to the song. Like, it didn't have any push from DSPs and stuff like that. So then it was all up from there.
So that was your song that really pretty much
put me on the map.
Put you on the map.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You know, did it blow up fast over in Australia?
Yeah.
It's fucking with you?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get a show going? Like, to where somebody wanted you to come actually.
Straight away. Like, I put three months from that date, I opened up for Jacquees.
That's live.
It was insane. I was literally saying the other day, it's the best performance I've ever done. The whole crowd was roaring my shit. I couldn't even hear myself. I couldn't even hear myself performing. That's how crazy it was. And from that day, I just always, like, chased that feeling.
We were talking about it in a podcast recently, and it was like, you know, when you looked at places like Australia or Germany or anywhere in Europe, you know, it was always the U.S. artist that would be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the people, like, you know what I'm saying, Australia's probably got their top 10 that stand above everybody, you know? So I'm sure it's got to be a different dynamic, you know, not having to really go up against, you know, U.S. artists and things like that, that your country actually stands behind you.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely important. Definitely important to me that, you know, I'm always repping where I'm from and I had that support, because I feel like once your own support you, you can really go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now I feel
not necessarily. You can't just necessarily go everywhere, you know,
debatable, but I feel like you can when you have like a strong backing, a strong foundation. Mm. I feel like you can go anywhere because you've built like a solid foundation. So for me now, it's like Australia, I'm cool. Like, I want to be international. That's why I'm out here in the U.S. I toured Brazil recently.
How'd that work out?
Amazing. My song went viral there. It was my biggest country, actually even bigger than Australia. So I went out there and did the YouTube Music Awards, made some incredible music, did a bunch of shows, did a TV show out there, and it was mad, crazy.
So you've been getting tens of millions of streams worldwide. They've been fucking with you other places. Mm-hmm. Has there been any place that you've went to so far? I don't know how many places you've toured so far. You say you've done Australia, of course, which is home. Brazil, you've done. You know, you said it was actually bigger than doing it at home in Australia. Mm-hmm. Is there any other place that you've been to where you'd be like, okay, I got to kind of maybe pick up the pace and kind of push my music more over here?
I feel like U.S. is that for me. I feel like this is so huge out here.
They spoiled out here, baby.
Mm-hmm.
They spoiled in the motherfucker. Like, no, for real. Like, the music. Like, and it ain't even the music, right? It's not even the music. It's spoiled to concerts. Mm-hmm. It's spoiled to drops and everything that's going on.
Exactly.
They get the shit first. So they're like, they don't even care. Mm-hmm. They're like, fuck it. I'm not even going to buy this one because he's going to drop something in the next 3 months and I'm going to get all that.
Right. You can go to a concert every day here.
You can go to a concert every
day. In Australia, when these rappers come out, and you know, some of my good friends, they come out there. I've watched them do a show here, and I've watched them do a show in Australia. In Australia, they go crazy for them. But I feel like out here, you could see everyone. You could see your favorite star in the coffee shop. It's not like that in smaller countries like, you know, Australia or New Zealand or, you know, places like that. So. But you know what? I was saying to my managers, like, that's why I want to be here. I want people who are doing huge things. So I have, you know, I'm in rooms where there's people who are doing better things than me that I could push myself to that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to be inspired. I want to grow as an artist.
Well, for Amarni, like, what inspires her? Like, what pushes her? What makes her this? She probably wasn't always this, baby. Don't front on me. You wasn't always this. You wasn't always this. This pizzazz about you and you coming in and having this fierce move about yourself. What was it like before all this?
I definitely was always like this. Even when I was younger, I was always.
You had a good upbringing?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, huh?
But, you know, I was
Mama and daddy did good. Your daddy looked, man, like he been having money. Yeah, for sure.
My dad's a hard worker.
Yeah, so you've never been in like a struggle, you've never had to struggle being an artist?
I definitely had to struggle being an artist, but in a different way, you know.
Elaborate, what way?
You know, being a woman and...
No, that ain't it.
Yes, it is.
Because women been thriving in this business for a long time, and I mean, shit, if you ask me right now, right, women kind of hold the candle. To no, what's going this, on in rap, like right now, like who's holding the candle right now,
honestly? The narrative is changing right now, but as a woman navigating in the scene, you can't say that because you don't.
Cardi, Nicki, all them, Sexy Red, they all kind of holding the candle right now. No, like, who kind of fucking with them bitches right now? All of them.
I wasn't saying it in that sense. I was saying in the sense of when you're trying to build yourself as an artist and what you go through as a woman in such a male-dominated industry is a lot. I could tell you five situations where it's like...
woman dominated right now. And I give them respect. Like, I love all them, man. Shout out to all them. Cardi B, Nicki, Sexy Red, all the bitches moving. Glorilla, all them. Like, it's kind of dominated right now.
Yeah.
If I was to look at it, like, and I love that. Like, I love to see the change in dynamic that women are actually taking over the throne. Like, fuck it. Come on. We going to move, too, you know? Somebody got to have some seasons and rewards, too. Don't always got
to
be the man.
Yeah, but you also don't know what it took to get to that position. Like, what I'm saying is,
for anybody, though. It's not just the woman, but
being an artist different.
Is an artist.
What men go through coming up and what women go through is completely different.
They try to fuck them niggas in the ass too. It's all about if that nigga wants to take it or not. Don't you get this shit fucked up.
I'm just speaking from experience.
No, I'm just letting you know too, because I know where you're going to get to. Like, well, you don't know, Sharp, like what it's kind of like when you get up there to these deals and they go off my looks and, you know, he's trying to like allude to try to do something. I'm like, I ain't even on that. I really want my music shopped here. I really want to sign here. I really want to be here. I'm not here just to give you no pussy.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to understand, there's niggas out here, they be wanting to get bussy. You know what I'm saying? And they want to, take a nigga down. Why you think a lot of these niggas done turned weird? Look at it. It's happening to everybody. Right? It's happening to everybody. We all know, since everybody's in the room, we all know it's happening to everybody. Niggas wearing dresses. Niggas wearing makeup. Niggas painting fingernails. Niggas doing all types of shit. What's right. going on? Because you know why? Everybody's getting tried. I just don't want you to say in your movement, like, you know, well, as a woman.
But I'm not complaining about it.
They don't even want pussy no more. That's cool.
That's not
true.
You
skate, go free.
Nah, but like, I'm not complaining about it. It's just what it is, though. You said to me, you asked me if I've struggled, what have I struggled with?
But you immediately went from, like, you know, being the artist and, like, being in this shit as a woman. Let's stop it there. Because I don't feel like it's about being a woman in the industry. It's about knowing that, like, they're doing that shit to everybody. However it goes. I've been through the higher-ups, been trying to fuck on everybody. Like I said, boy, pussy's at an all-time high. You don't even have to worry right now. You're cool. This would be the
time
to blow up.
You asked me about my personal experience. I'm just telling you.
I feel you.
Know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying maybe you can. I'm with you here. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. We're right here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, let's look at it as a whole and not just as, you know, a female in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Because it always leads to, well, you know how they try us, Sharp. And you being a pretty girl, you going to get tried. You know what I'm saying? Like, and maybe opportunities that you really wanted to happen for you didn't happen because you didn't do certain things or move a certain way that a motherfucker wanted you to move. And that's respected. I respect the fuck out of it. I understand. But I just want you to know, like, and it's sad to say, everybody's going through that. Everybody's catching that, man or woman. Doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So I just didn't want to put a classification on it to say, like, just females are going through it. Shit, this 2023, everybody's going through it.
Especially
if you want this bag. It is sad. It is.
I mean, yeah, well, that's...
It is sad. I agree.
It is. I definitely learned how to navigate through it, though. But I'm saying it's definitely been part of something I've had to learn and grow through and be strong about. You know, I know what to do, what not to do now. I know. I just learned a lot from those situations.
Yeah. What's a couple situations you feel like, maybe just even one, that don't have to be too crazy or nothing, but just one that, like, stuck with you and you was like, I ain't putting myself through that shit no more. Like, was there a deal you ever, like, almost reached and you was like, some bullshit happened, so we didn't really do
it? Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I've had some fucking... not R. Kelly himself, but that exact situation, like, try going down.
Shout out R. Kelly. Free R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, I grew up on the nigga's music. We all knew
care.
What he was doing.
We don't care.
We all knew what he did, you know? We all knew what
he fucking did. Yeah, so fuck, like, his music then, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's talented. Can't take that away from him, but that shit just, like...
It is fucked.
It's triggering. It's like, you know, because that shit's really happening.
But I'm going to be real with you, Armani. Like, a lot of them parents was involved, too. They all knew what was going on until the bag couldn't be paid anymore, until the money couldn't be, you know.
I mean, I just.
It's some crazy shit that goes down in
there. I don't know. I just think, you know, some shit.
You're not that kind of artist, are you?
No.
No, we're not going to see you get R. Kelly 10, 15
years. But what I'm trying to say is that has happened to me where I've been in a situation where I lost a deal, I lost a situation because I had men who were 60, 50, 60 years old want to fuck me when I'm a kid, 17, 16 years old. Like, the shit was crazy for me. I was in school, you know what I mean? Like, shit was crazy. Like, I'm just saying, this type of shit is things I've struggled with being a woman in the industry. I'm not saying men don't necessarily go through it, but it's really a thing and it's scary. And, like, you know, it's just...
So have you been in the industry all your life or something? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, if you've been making music since a kid.
Yeah, I've always been, I've been doing this. I just made better business moves as I've grown older. I've learned how this business really works, and I've, you know, known how to put out releases and get more into the business side.
How long have you been putting out releases? How old were you?
I'd say, like, since I was 18, 19, probably, like, you know, five, six years.
Ain't been too long, my love. Mm-hmm. Shit, you know, I'm thinking, like, how old were you? Like, 13, 14? Because you talking like you was an actual kid. 18, 19.
16.
So you were actually, you were putting them out then, 16 years old.
Yeah, well, no, I had, like, situations many times where, you know, like, I could have had a deal or I could have had a lot of things. But what I'm saying is these are the things I went through, which I had to navigate through and learn very early on. I also, you know, I paid for features that I didn't get. I got ripped off many times. Like, there was a lot of things along the way, but I'm very thankful for them because it was character building. It taught me how to navigate, how to be strong, and get through this business, because it's really like a dog eat dog world. I feel like
going back to Brazil, you had placed 14th, I believe, on the top 50 song.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? How was that experience when you found that out?
It was crazy. I had, like, you know, these huge celebrities all listening to my song and posting videos of my song on there, and it just kept going and going. Like, even I, just before I came in here, I looked at the numbers. There's been 200,000 TikTok videos this week to Beyonce still, and it's like,
man, get the damn dog, get his ass. Your little ass. No. I feel like that's got to be a crazy experience, you know, because I don't really know your background, because I definitely want to dive into that, you know, what your upbringing was like, you know, for you, because it don't seem like you had to really hurt for too much. You know, you had a cool, clean upbringing, you know. Australia, crime rate, poverty rate, probably all-time low. You know, so you ain't really had too many issues, seems like, coming with that, other than men trying to hit on you.
I mean, I definitely experienced a lot of things when I was younger. I'm Lebanese. I grew up in Greenacre, which is one of those. It's called the area, really. We call it the area in Australia. I guess I had to navigate through different things. You know, I always had my parents' support, and, you know, my dad, like I said, is like one of my best friends. I really worked hard for everything I have. I never, ever had handouts. That's a massive misconception that people think when they see someone, you know, went to a good school or something like that. Like, I didn't have anything handed to me. I had three jobs my whole life until I could work for myself. My parents never handed anything to me, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always really had to grind and work hard. Like, if I wanted to buy something, my parents wouldn't just go and give me money. Like, I had to work for that shit. Everything.
Yeah, they make you do some dishes. They make you do something.
No, probably not even. House, right?
Never gave you nothing.
Well, I mean, they put a roof over my head, yeah, and supported
that's
me.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah,
That second one is everything.
Mm-hmm.
That second one is everything. Well, welcome to the States, baby. Not a lot of people got that second one.
Yeah, for sure.
That's support. That support that means everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying your shit was fucked up, but it just seemed like you had a positive upbringing to where you could actually focus on music, dance. You could do shit like that.
Yeah,
for sure. A lot of people was fortunate, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people was fortunate.
Yeah, I'm very blessed that I had that side. But yeah.
So it wasn't too much of a struggle. For you, it was.
No, I had a.
You graduated and everything.
Yeah.
For sure, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. I actually really wanted to graduate. Like, you know, that was something, even though I hated school, like I hated school. My teachers always told my parents, like, she does not belong here. Like I was always, I never went, I was always doing something else. Like, you know, my parents would think I'm at school or wasn't at school. So I was like, you know what though? I really want to get my high school certificate. And I did that. So I was really proud of that. I did really well. I focused on fashion for my high school certificate. So I did that. And then, yeah, I just kept grinding from there and then took music full time.
I got a question for you because I'm curious to know. Were you like, because obviously we live in a world today where, you know, social media and, you know, streams, just anything like online virally takes place, it can go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Were you already having motion on like your Instagrams and things like that? Like, did you already have a big motion going on before you like even did music?
Did you
have a fan base already before you converted?
Yeah, I always did like all the dance challenges that came out and like I was always doing things on social media. That was like my first like initiation to like getting my social media popping. Like me and my brother, we did this. I don't know if you remember the Juju on the Beat challenge.
Yeah.
It's like Juju on that beat. So we did that and that went viral. That had like 300 million views. The video was on Ellen DeGeneres. She tried to get us out there at
y'all
the time.
Y'all put it on YouTube? Y'all put it on YouTube?
Yeah.
So y'all got the money from it?
Nah.
300 million?
No.
It's a lot of fucking bread.
It didn't.
Mikey, you know what we do. So I'm thinking like views, like, ooh, 300 million. Nigga, that could have set your little ass for life.
Yeah, no, it wasn't on our channels.
You thought about music, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but actually, you know.
You fucked up there, man.
Yeah, yeah. I had my tag on the video, though. So, like, I got, like, I woke up with, like, I think like 60 or 70K followers.
But you fucked up.
Yes, I did.
When y'all didn't monetize that 300 million, guess what? That shit still generated money. And that's money that you and your brother was owed if y'all would have did the right thing.
Sure. But I mean, we didn't know. We were just.
Fuck 300 million. You know what that is?
No.
Baby, I ain't gonna lie to you. That's gonna put you like in a couple million projectile. Y'all touched it easy.
Yeah.
Easy, for real. If it was monetized, like for real, like monetized and from the jump.
Do you want to know something so funny? So we had two videos, right? I made one video with my tag on it and another video with my brother's tag for his social media. Well, my one was the one that went viral.
Man.
And my brother's tag wasn't on it.
Let's see what I want to see real quick for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just for some game for you because I want you to know if you ever do something like 75,000 off the dribble.
Damn.
But you know what? I'm going to be honest. But no, that's American. So
that's
just
like 100.
Listen, that's off the views. That's not even off the ad revenue. You don't even have the ad revenue involved. That's where you really get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $75,000 off the dribble, just people watching.
Damn.
Not to mention what the ad revenue would have did for y'all because the ads would have stopped all through that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's what people get paid off.
Put some salt in the wound, you know?
I have to. Because you know what? I'll be honest with you. Because
we were just learning.
It could have honestly probably changed your life and pushed you into a whole different direction.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything happens for a reason.
Everything does happen for a reason. Just sucks that somebody else got that money. They got not only that 75 grand, but they got all the ad revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It's fucked up. Damn.
I don't want to focus on that. I'm just focusing on what's forward.
You amongst the top 5 songs played on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's that feel for you?
It's crazy. You know, I used to, when I was younger, one of the other songs that was on there was Umbrella by Rihanna. And, you know, I really used to, like, sing that shit all the time, put on concerts in my lounge room for my family to watch. And to think, like, you know, I'm next to her, like, on a chart of, like, the top 5 songs. And you know, there's like millions of reels to my song on Instagram, and Instagram posted that. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
To keep it going, like on the, you know, social media movement. Right now, we live in the TikTok generation, right? Would you do you ever find yourself making music that aims for a TikTok sound?
I don't make music aim for a TikTok sound, but because I'm so tuned in with TikTok and I have a strong following on there, I naturally am just in tune with what's happening on there, and it definitely does influence ideas that I have. Like, I'll be in the studio and, like, you know, like for one of my singles coming out, it's called Loverboy. I already knew it, when I was making it, I already knew, oh, this part, I'm going to do a challenge on TikTok for this. But I don't know, it just comes naturally. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to make this song for TikTok. No. I feel like if you do that, it's just, there's no depth to the song. You know what I mean? But well, TikTok is always.
It's paying.
What, know? TikTok?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's paying like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's definitely an extra bag for you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely got to dive into that.
I think you just got to, like, I think just balancing it. Like, I feel like you can hear when somebody is trying to make a TikTok song, because then when you listen to the whole song, like, you know, when you're driving and you want to put it on Spotify and listen to the song, it doesn't resonate like it does for that 15 seconds on TikTok.
Speaking of TikTok, what makes Amarni like tick? Like, what makes you tick, baby? Like, what makes you go? What makes you stand on principle? What makes you stand on game?
Like, in what sense? Like, just in general?
For your life, yeah. Why not?
Right? I'm just, like, very sure about, you know, what I stand on and what I want for myself and how I want, what I want to put out there and the energy I have around me. Like, I'm just very, very sure about myself. And I feel like that I can express that in everything that I do. And I feel like people that are around me or people that are connected with me, like my fans, my music, it's like you could really understand, like, who I am as a person.
Yeah. You coming to the States. Have you been, how many places you been to, like, just moving around? Like, is LA Everywhere. One of the only places you've been, or?
Oh, yeah. I've been in Atlanta, been in LA.
Okay.
What's the other place?
Atlanta, LA. What else?
No, that's, oh, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Been there.
Where you feel like you got the most love at? People know your music, know your name.
LA for sure.
LA for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where you feel like they be spending at the most? What, West Hollywood?
Yeah, like just
where you done heard your music playing. Somebody got to be riding down the damn, like, street, you were, playing you.
My girl was on a date the other day. She was like, my stuff was all playing. What area were you in?
Santa Monica.
She was, you know, having a little date night, and then I came up on the screens. You know, I was there in spirit. But
was there in spirit.
That was cool. She sent me a video. She's like, look. I'm like, that is so cool.
Well, let's put your music into reality. What song were you? You feel like this was my song, this is the song that inspired me the most to even keep moving and doing what you're doing?
I feel like the music I haven't put out yet, but one song that I really love that I put out is called Free Promotion. And I was just talking about, you know, like what I needed in a man, because, you know, I was going through a breakup. I feel like when I was going through my breakup, that's when I...
What you need in a man, baby? Qualities you're looking for?
Loyalty, number one. It's, like, so important to me because I feel like that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I need someone who can be an asset to my life. Not I don't need money. I don't need materialistic things.
Sure,
that's a bonus.
Sure.
I need someone who can stimulate my mind and who can elevate me and help me grow.
Sure.
Like, you know, because I would bring that to a man. Yeah. I'm always going to have his best interests at heart. So I feel like that's really important to me. And then morals and values for sure. Like, has to value family. Has to, you know, I just feel like there's a real, like, crazy standard of relationships going out. I want a traditional home.
You know,
people call me delusional for that, but I'm going to get it.
No.
My Mr. Right's coming.
You ain't delusional, you know. Maybe a little bit borderline crazy a little bit, but you ain't delusional. And
Definitely crazy.
I'll tell you why, like, but... I gotta really say this, like, for you, right? Because, like, everything that you named is sweet, right? And it's findable. You can get it. But I always notice you still gonna want more. Doesn't matter. You can get that, everything she just named off, she can get that from a man tomorrow, right? And there's still gonna be something that your motherfucking ass gonna act like you really
and
missing.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. You can get all that shit tomorrow. And then what? What do you do with him?
See, I watched this interview with J. Cole the other day, and he's like, see, people think they're in a relationship for a year and think, okay, well, this is not feeling like it was when we first got together, but that's what makes an amazing relationship. You have to, relationships take work and growth, understanding, communication. This is what actually, what?
You know what it does?
What?
put trash on each other. And what I'll tell you by is that is because, you know what, y'all start to learn each other's moves. Now you start to hinder dirt against each other. That's what happens. No, that's why I feel like a lot of people stay together.
Toxicity. Hey,
we live in a toxic world, baby.
Well, I don't know
if you know your recycling bins work, but this shit's been overflowed, you know, and it's been going on. Like, that's how it goes. Who you even know stay together, be married now, they can
that
even stay
is what
together
I'm saying,
for
though.
40 years. Who? You can't even get people through 40 months, 40 minutes, 40 days. You can't even get him through
just
that.
Just kill my spirit even more about
even
the
get him
fucking
that.
Relationship
I'm,
that
no,
I want.
It's not even that. I'm just saying, like, you can't even.
So you're
even...
saying, wait, I want to ask you a question. So are you saying, do you think there's such thing as a man that will stay loyal to a woman for the rest of their life
yeah,
in a
but
relationship?
You know what? You know what makes men cheat? Bitches still want more even when he gives
no,
you the perfect nigga.
No, you didn't answer
nigga.
My question.
Even when he gives you the perfect nigga, she's still going to want more. It's just how it goes, baby.
No, but no. Give me a straight answer. Do you think it's possible, let's say a husband and a wife are together.
Yeah.
And they're together for years and years and years. Do you think it's possible? Do
it
you think
is.
There's such things still as a man out there
yes.
that does not cheat on
yes.
him, on his
but
girl
you know
or his
what?
Wife?
Hey, but you know what? Yes, there is. But guess what you got to do for me first? Show me that bitch that's worth getting it. Show her to me. Show her. Bring her ass the fuck up here. Bring her up here. And show me who really deserves to get
so
all of that.
So you basically told me in other
who
words,
who deserves
no.
to get
it's
all
no
of that. Because you already
See?
Know, baby.
See
hey,
how you got, oh
hey,
my
you
God.
I'll be real with
nuts.
You, my love. Hey, understand this. As much as the nigga is a representation of who he carries himself with, the chick is too. So what you should do is look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself why you keep moving bum-ass niggas if that's what you're moving, or niggas that don't work out,
no,
men
I just,
that don't work out. Ask yourself why.
That's not,
when you ask yourself,
that's
right?
That's not even
you'll
it.
Really
you can
get
be
the
with
answers.
A man who is...
That's
I've
how I know
with,
you're closed-minded.
No.
Because if you really look at yourself, I have. I got a lot of bum bitches that I've had in my life. Mm-hmm. Guess what? I stopped having them bitches when I looked at myself and I asked myself, what the fuck am I doing?
No, that's not
what
true.
What do I got going on?
No, that is not true. Because
it's
got
to be something. Because I'm going to just, you
that
know what? Because I'm
going to
stay complaining. I'm going to stay complaining.
That's
I'm
not
gonna
true.
I'm going to stay acting like bitches ain't shit. I'm going to stay acting like all that when I ain't looking at myself and saying, maybe I ain't shit and I need to clean up my act. I'll eight.
Cap. Not true.
Cap.
That is so not true.
You crazy as hell.
That is so
baby,
not true.
Baby, you crazy as hell.
How?
If you don't look at yourself
no,
sometimes into why your surroundings are the way that they are, then you ain't learned nothing in
no,
life.
No, for sure. I understand that.
You
but,
ain't learned nothing
but
in
what
life.
I'm saying,
even with partners, baby, don't try to sit there and throw limits to it to say, oh, well, I'm not saying that because I know that does, you know, reflect on certain life, but it doesn't reflect in relationships. Of course it does. That's the main motherfucking thing it reflects. In here's your relationships because guess what?
I it's feel like this conversation goes in circles.
No, it doesn't.
It does
okay.
because I just feel like that
okay,
is
baby.
Just like a
well, what
just
do
something
wanna,
that.
What do you want to talk about then, love? We ain't got to go in circles. Let's go straight ahead then.
No, I'm because saying that I'm specific just, that specific topic. I just feel like it doesn't matter what the situation is. There's always an excuse for why there's like infidelity or
there's always an excuse for the female too into why she did
hey,
what
I'm
she
not
did
saying
it's excuses for everybody
women
I love
too.
Women
I'm
I
not
love
saying,
men
no.
I love everybody pause but I'm just saying I love everybody you know what
I'm
saying,
saying
so
women,
I'm looking at it from just a even like just an even totem pole man to it that's all it doesn't just lean to one where one's more of a victim than the other
no there's definitely women that cheat too I'm just saying in general loyalty in relationships I just feel like is like non-existent anymore like everyone's just
then
wild.
Let's say everyone
huh
then let's say everyone Let's
yeah,
not
but
just say, you know, can men
I was
keep
talking
it,
from my experience, too.
But, you know, true. But you were like, you know, men, well, you know, men think, you
well,
know.
Well, that's my experience.
You think
I mean,
there's a man that can actually be an actual loyal man? There absolutely can be. But guess what? You're going to have to show that nigga, the bitch, that's a weed man that's supposed to even get that. Who? There's always something, man, that goes downhill. I've always even noticed, like, within marriage, right? People let this thin-ass piece of paper, it's as thin as this, actually, you know, draw this big-ass wedge between them. They were better off not getting married.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I feel like people take advantage of certain relationships, you know, whether it's man or woman.
Mm-hmm,
my love.
For sure.
You know, I don't know. I fuck with you. You know, I'm just trying to see eye to eye with you and learn who you are. Let the fans know who you are. The viewer know who you are. Your fans.
For sure. No, definitely. I see your perspective anyway. I think I'm also just talking from my personal experience. But, you know, it's not just men that cheat. There's women. A woman that cheats to me is just fucking crazy. Like, extra crazy. Because I just feel like we, like,
she might not
emotional.
Be getting what she might not be getting what she really want at home, right? That's how it always goes.
I mean,
nobody sits back. What woman you know sits back when she break up with her nigga, eat a tub of ice cream, call her girls over, nigga, and watch a fucking love chick little flick or whatever the fuck, right? There's nobody no more. Bitches are out at the clubs. Bitches are getting nasty same night. Nigga might be in the club, run into the bitch. She nigga sitting there, nigga.
I mean, I don't know what goes like your
man.
About.
We welcome to United States of fucking America, nigga. Like this shit go down. I listen. All love to Australia, man. Love that shit. Outback's the best. Listen, I love Australia. I do.
Lauren.
But welcome to the United States of America, where shit gets kind of grimy. Shit gets real grimy. I get it, baby. Trust me. Hey, I'm not knocking your background and the knowledge of you not knowing, but just know, like, shit gets real grimy over here. Maybe that's why you, like, I want it back to your music. You're, like, the only place, like, I really want to, like, catch a grasp of is the U.S. It's so grimy over here, baby. It's so much shit going on.
It's definitely a different world.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it.
It's a hard space to hop in.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can do it, baby?
I know I can do it.
Yeah. First time you ever hopped in the studio?
When?
Yeah, like first time. Yeah, first time you can even remember. Like, yeah, they laughing for some reason. I don't know what done happened, but yeah, that joint ain't that damn good. Hey, listen, hey, for real, Jack, that joint ain't that damn good. It ain't got you coughing like that. Hey, first time you ever touched the studio, baby, what you remember?
I was in Atlanta. It was the first time. It was the best. When I, like, yeah, I always used to just, like, sing and make things on my phone, like, you know, and then to actually go in and make my own song was just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went to Atlanta. I was 16.
You put out your first song, too? You put it out?
No, I put out I made a lot of music that I never put out. This was, like, in the beginning stages. Like, I was just learning a lot. I was learning about my sound, how I wanted to do things.
Somebody thought you was cute and let your ass in. That's what happened. She went to Atlanta. Somebody let your ass in, huh?
No.
What happened?
Well, I was touring in Australia as a dancer, like, in the background.
As a backup dancer.
Yeah, for Blackstreet. And then I got signed by the leader of Blackstreet, and then I went to Atlanta and worked. I worked with a bunch of producers, and yeah, it just all started from there.
Blackstreet.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, right? You know what I'm saying? Because I listen to a lot of R&B. I love R&B. You know, you're talking about Blackstreet, the group.
Mm-hmm.
You said the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Chauncey Black at the time. I mean, Teddy Riley is really the leader, but I learned that after. And then
shout
I
out
also,
to you, man, for real.
Yeah, shout out Teddy Riley. The leader, so they have like a whole situation going on. They have like two Blackstreets and like they both come out and do tours because, you know, they were in like a battle at the time of like who owns Blackstreet.
Yeah.
But Teddy's the real goat. And I mean, I love Teddy. Teddy and I are good friends. Me and my family went to his house. We had dinner multiple times.
I met him one time at the mall, Las Vegas.
Yeah, he's walking out.
Somebody introduced us.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of things early on. Imagine sitting in a studio with Teddy Riley, who did all the Michael Jackson stuff, and listening to all the game he gave me and showing me music. And, you know, there was just so many things that, like, I experienced early on that just really opened my eyes and made me know what direction I want to head in.
What's your ploy to, like, I don't want to say it like this because I don't want to make it sound like a terrorist, but, like, what's your, like, ploy to infiltrate, like, the American music scene? Like, because obviously you say, like, this is one place you want to really, you know, want them to be familiarized with your music.
I mean, ultimately, like, I want to bring something different to the scene, something that's not here, and I feel like I could really do that, you know? Like, yeah, I'm really that girl from Australia, so I want to show them out here what I really do.
No, that's live, you know? Is there anybody that you are looking forward to working with or anybody you got something in the works with?
US-wise? Yeah, actually, I mean, technically, he's not from the U.S., he's from Toronto, but it happened out here. I linked up with Barker Not Nice, Drake's artist, OVO,
yeah.
And we just did a song together. My single, Lover Boy, is coming out this Friday, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of things in the works. I don't want to say until they're, like, in concrete, but I'm definitely building up to take over.
Who you want to work with while you're over here?
My dream, like, collaboration would be Drake, for sure.
Drake?
Yeah.
Well, other than Drake. Because, I mean, I feel like that was a given, you know what I'm saying? Like, other than Drake, is there anybody? Because I think even the viewers going to be like, well, that was kind of a given. Because we know, like, you know, just the OVO collab and things is going on. But anybody else, like, in room, like, reach out. Let them know, like, hey, you know, I want to fuck with you. I want to work with you.
There's a lot. I really want to do a song with Kalen, for real, for real.
Okay.
So I started working on an idea. We actually met the other day, and Chauncey, my manager, introduced us. And yeah, I feel like we're going to get a vibe going there. And then, you know, the girls. I love Lotto. I love Gorilla. I love Tink. I love a lot of female artists right
getting
now, too.
Getting to some cold shit. Like, man, hey, man, mm-hmm. I want to do the Cardis, you know? Mm-hmm. You need to go get one Sexy Red mm-hmm. right now it's hot.
For sure.
Get it going. I love Sexy Red. Mm-hmm. And I ain't never prayed on Baby's downfall, but I done told her already, Mama, I don't know if you're going to be a one-hit wonder. I don't know if it's going to survive the time. I don't know what it is. But if it is, hey, if it ain't, go get that shit right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Try to go grab that one, man. For real, that's a must mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, definitely. Ice Spice, Coil Ray. Like, there's so many female artists that I really want to work with right now. And yeah. I don't doubt it's going to happen.
Coil Ray one out. I mean, High Spice, cool. You can leave the Coil Ray one out there, so I don't think you don't probably need
she's
that
She's fire.
One.
What do you mean? She's like cool. Number one. Like, when you're talking about shit that's popping right now, like TikTok, she is Coil Ray. It's
are
like,
we talking about TikTok? You already just said we ain't even on that mixture.
No, I'm just, that's what's hot right now, really.
But you wouldn't even want to make a song that would even be like, to have a TikTok sound. No, I don't want to lean towards that.
But she is like one of the most streamed artists in the world right now.
Come on, baby. We got to make it make sense.
No, you
I'm saying wait,
let's
get
talk
away
about
from,
numbers.
Let's
talk
get away
facts.
From that one.
Why? You don't like her?
No, nothing against her. I'm just saying. Get away from that one. I'm trying to point you in the right direction.
You
fuck
asked
with
me.
You. I fuck with you. I'm just saying, we'll leave that one off.
She's fire.
You asked me why we would do that. I'm just saying, hey, I don't think you need that one. I think you can move and another one.
That's your
trying problem. To help. Trying to help you.
You're so mean.
I'm not. I'm trying to help.
You're
I'm really
so
trying
mean.
To help. I'm really just trying to help, man.
You sound like there's something personal going on there, but
it's
I mean,
nothing personal.
Numbers don't lie. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
And why, if you know numbers don't lie, why don't you go do something on TikTok and like bring some TikToks down to it? You say you're diverse.
But I do that naturally. Know? Like my shit is popping on TikTok right now. I'm not gonna be like, oh, let's make a song for TikTok. Otherwise, that shit would just be whack. You know what I mean?
Why would it be whack?
Because you don't
you're
make
a
music
for artist.
But you don't make music for TikTok. It just happens. Like,
I just said that. You could just bring, you know, a little bit of their sound over there, you know, and engage. Get something out of it, you know?
You're special.
Very. You got a special place for me one day. It's okay. Very special, baby. Mm. Yeah, I am. You're right. I like hanging with you.
I like hanging with you, too.
I do.
You get my mind, like, going.
Going.
Yeah.
It's my job. Get us going. Get that shit working. Putting that shit into fucking fruition.
Do you have a girlfriend or a wife?
No.
No?
Why, you want to come be it?
No, no. I just thinking about, like, how deep your arguments
would be.
I'd be
scared of it,
too. I'd be, like, banging your head against a fucking brick wall.
I'd be scared.
I'm like, ah!
How do you know?
I could just tell.
How can you tell?
You're stressful.
Yeah.
Like, I could just
stress
tell.
Stress me.
I could just tell.
You've stressed me, baby.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Hell no.
I hope I didn't.
What? You cool as hell. I fuck with you.
Yeah,
rocking
you too.
Your brand. Shout your brand out for them again, man. Where can they
Rama.
Find it?
Go get that, all the bad bitches. That's what you need to shop. You want to look like a bad bitch? You want to look different?
You want to look like a K-pop star? Yeah.
In Rama.
Sharp with my nigga. Is there anything that we can be looking forward to from you? Like, anything in the future? Like, what's next?
For sure. I've been working on my EP, so I'm really excited to release that, hopefully in the first quarter. But my single, Lover Boy, featuring Buck and Not Nice, is out this Friday. I'm fucking pumped. I'm so excited.
You ready for that one?
It's so fire.
Where do you think it's going to go crazy at first?
The U.S. Where do I think it's going to go crazy, you said?
First.
Yeah, U.S. for sure. US. I mean, Australia, that shit's just going to pop. Because, you know, it's certainly
right.
You're
just you,
baby. It's just me.
It's just you. We already figured that part of it out. You're just you. That shit's going to go
up. But, like,
up.
U.S., this shit's going to, it's just going to break a new... It's just going to create new motion for me out here. I'm excited.
Leave yourself a time capsule. Where do you
Give
feel
Give me
like?
1 year here. I'm going to take over.
Five.
5 years?
Five. Where are you going to be five?
Where am I going to be in 5 years?
Let's give you some time. Yeah.
I'm going to be the biggest female artist in the world in 5 years from now.
Bet. It better fucking happen. Because if you do, this shit goes up and it don't just be a dud. You know what I'm saying? Baby, exactly. I appreciate you. Like, just even sliding through,
Thank
kicking
you for
the shit. Thank I
you
want you to come back again.
Yeah.
I just feel like me and you.
Got some spicy questions ready for me.
Shit.
Next time around, we need to have bigger debates, bigger topics.
Yeah, bigger debates, me and you.
Huh?
That'll go crazy, me and you.
And we need have shots. We need to get shit really, really.
You want to turn it up for real?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We need to bring her back. How long are you out here for?
I leave today, tonight.
What you mean you leave tonight?
Literally.
We just met.
I know, so.
We're supposed to work ASAP.
You gotta get it spicy. I might come back. I might hop on a flight
we'll
and get back here.
Man, we'll do a motherfucking panel that go crazy.
Yeah.
What you think about that?
Yeah,
you get spicy with some bitches?
Yeah.
Like, you get spicy. Like, the debate's going to go crazy. Like, it's going to be a whole
bunch of different
minds. Come on, you can
do
it.
We need, like, different personalities, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they make them different people. Duh.
No, but, like, we need, like, strong personalities for it to be really spicy.
Oh, no. We try to bring always that through. The most cockiest,
like, you
most
gotta
know-it-all.
Exactly.
You know, that's what makes it go the fuck up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that we could do something. Like, I think that would be dope for you. Because it definitely brings you to a different space. Like, your music already going.
Mm.
You already moving in that department. I can't wait to see where you flourish to throughout that. And hopefully you do take over the U.S.
Thank you.
I'd love to see you on, like, just some podcast, just some, really come bring some of that spicy shit you got going on.
Yeah.
Because it's brewing.
We're going to do it here first, right?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm down.
You got it?
Make sure, I'll make sure, man. She come back, hey, we'll get it cracking. Because she got a mouth like how she been having over. Oh, boy. She ain't seen nothing yet, man. Let me throw you over in Sharp's lair. You dig? Adult Summit.
So, like,
you
are
dig?
You like,
it's going to go crazy.
Are you the toughest cookie in the building, you say? Like, you got the biggest mouth?
No, I just try to mediate it.
So, like, you got someone worse than you in here?
I try to mediate it. Oh, someone worse in the building than me? Probably not. Nah, ain't nobody probably worse than me. But I'm just saying, like, when we bring, like, people in, like, that shit kind of gets, it goes up.
Not gonna lie, I thought you were
gonna... We need to start bringing through, like, you know, pop stars like yourself, you know what I'm saying? And, like, really throwing y'all in a panel of fucking just regular people and, like, see what they say.
Yeah.
It go crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
I got some ideas.
All right, bet.
You got some ideas?
Yeah. I actually thought, like, you know what's so funny? Like, before you do interviews, like, I don't, like, artists, you know, their team will be like, okay, so what questions, like, do you want to, like, touch on? Not want him to touch on? I was like, I want him to touch on everything.
I want to be free with you.
I want to be free.
That's what I say. I wanted to be free with you. I want to know you for you, shit. I'm trying to build friends.
I heard
not
you
just
talk
interviews.
About crazy shit. But,
yeah,
you know.
I like to, listen to me, I like to build friends and allies and not just interviews, you know?
For sure.
I think that's what the fans and the viewers, they like to engage in the most is just me and you being real, you know?
Sure.
Going through a love-hate relationship. You know how it goes, spirit fingers. It's okay, I felt it. It was energetic. It was amazing.
You're out of control.
I like having you. Is there anything that you want your fans to know? Anything you want them to be looking
for? Stay woke. Imani's coming to eat you all up. Jake's. Yeah. Yeah. Not eat you guys up, but I'm coming for sure.
Yeah. Is there, like, for real, I want to know, like, for your music, do you want, like, where is it going, like, for you? What direction are you headed in? Are you going to stay in this type of sound, or do you feel like you probably evolve elsewhere?
I'm going to do everything. I'm very, like, versatile. I love R&B. I love hip-hop. I love pop. So I'm going to, like, mesh them all together, and I'm just going to bring something different.
I like how you didn't say, like, oh, I want to do a collab with Taylor Swift.
I'm going to get that, too. I'm going to get the Taylor Swift.
Get it, but I like how I wasn't at the top of your list. Like, it wasn't like, oh, well, I want to go get with one of them, you know? Like, she's like, fuck that shit.
I'm not going to put myself. I'm not going to put myself in one category. I want to do it all. I want to work with the, you know, Burna Boys. I want to work with the Taylor Swift.
There you go.
I want to work with everyone, because music is so broad, and I want to touch on everything. That's what makes a great artist. Oh yeah, exactly. I have a Spanish song too.
I want to hear her do some trap shit. Zone 6.
I got it.
Go crazy.
I got the trap. I got the pop Spanish shit. I got the dance hall stuff. I got the hip hop stuff. I got the R&B stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, I got it.
We might need you to come down to Melrose and bless the booth. No Jumper Store.
For sure.
You need to come down there for real.
Yeah.
Come cut you a verse.
Yeah, for sure.
We need to hear what you're doing.
Yeah.
I like that. You cut one, I cut one.
Yeah.
You do a verse, I'll do a verse.
Okay.
We'll go verse for verse, bar for bar.
All right.
Just think about that.
You think you could beat me?
I might let you win.
Don't say to me like that. I might let you win.
You dig what I'm saying? I might let her win, you know, just because she look cute. I don't want to hurt her feelings, you know. You can't hurt everybody, you know. But then again, you can't give everybody what they want. I love you, baby. And I appreciate you for sliding
through. Thank you for having me.
I like having her. And hopefully, you know, I get you back in the future, because I'm definitely going to keep my eye on you now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You got an eye in the sky.
I like that.
Top op. I'm on you. I'm going to be watching everything that you're doing from now on. So anytime that you do some bullshit, I'm going to make sure it's on the news, too. I'm like, hey, y'all heard what happened to Marnie? Yeah, she was talking all that shit, right? Look what she done did. Look, oh, we're going to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up.
Keep it positive all the time, though, you know? Only talk nice about me.
I'll try. I sit with a lot of people. I can't make anybody say what they want to say. They see the news topic and they be like, Marnie did this or whatever the case may be. They're gonna be like, what the fuck?
And you're gonna say, no, she is the best. She's the best. I know her. She's the best.
I can say that, but they'll still disagree. As long as you're on my side, we're good.
Sharp. As long as you're on my side, we're good.
I'm on your side the whole way.
Say less.
When's your next concert? I'm coming. When you doing a show? When you doing some shows? You on tour?
My next show is in 2 days. That's why I have to go back to Australia. That's why I'm going tonight.
Fuck it, we flying in.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be there for that.
Yeah, you got to come out. We have heaps of festivals coming up too.
Heaps. I don't like people sitting in my shit. Cause I'm like, I fuck with her like shit. Nigga, we gonna have heaps of fun. You dig? We gonna smoke heaps of weed. I'm going to move heaps of bitches. Hopefully, I get heaps of dough. You dig? Straight up. I love you, mama. I appreciate you for coming through.
Love you, too. Thank you.
I'm going to stay. Hey, I'm going to stay watching. I hope the viewers stay watching. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Shout out to all the Australian fans, man, that have been fucking with you and staying on game with you and really helping you push your pace.
For sure. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me as well.
We appreciate you, baby. We're going to see you again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bring your ass back for a panel. I'm not playing.
Sure. Get it sorted. I'm here.
Don't be scared. Man, I'm going to help you. Like, somebody try to jump on your weed, ain't having that.
Yeah.
So you can talk your shit.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not.
You're afraid of the dark.
I'm not.
Like the Nickelodeon show. It's okay, baby. Hey, man, the Shark Tank. No Jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world, baby. We love you.
Thank you.
And hey, Mikey, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.